Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Everybody sing. Hey, baby. Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Hey, baby.
Really?
Hey, baby.
So
old. I needed a song.
You don't like Hey, baby?
Don't do that.
What?
Hey, baby.
You ate faster than Kobayashi that last break.
No, I didn't.
You did. You were housing it down.
I'm so hungry.
Do you feel better?
Yes.
Ready to roll?
Yes.
Ready for fighting shape? You ready to move?
I ain't in fighting shape.
I can't believe this Kobayashi, man. What a life. Why?
That's not good.
Why?
That's not. You think they enjoy doing that?
I think he kind of does.
It's a living.
He
enjoys the attention.
He enjoys the money.
Right.
I'll tell you what, Bam was impressed. Bam said yesterday afterwards, he goes, now I get what it's like when people watch us. Professional athletes, I guess. What are you looking at me like that for?
Don't ever.
I mean.
Compare.
I didn't.
Bam. To a hot dog eating champ.
He's an everything-eating champ.
He's using different muscles.
Hey, it's a grind, man. They have to work out and train. They have to get their stomach in right condition. Joey Chestnut has like a mouth weight where he has like a mouth guard with a weight on it.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
It's all documented in 30 to 30.
They gotta turn themselves into human pythons, really.
I gotta tell you, under no circumstances am I watching a documentary on eating a bunch of hot dogs.
It's not just hot dogs, too. They throw around Thanksgiving turkeys, too.
He's not just a hot dog eater.
So, wait.
He's a renegade.
Don't you like a good story?
Oh, Jesus. A love story? A love story. Centered around the Nathan's hot dog eating contest?
Well, I don't understand. So, you're saying as a football player, you would never want to put a competitive eater in your class. You appreciate greatness, do you not? Not that?
Come on.
What is the skill that you respect?
I mean,
that's not athletic.
Well, I mean, like Jim
Golf.
Jim Furyk's 58.
Golf. Okay. With a bogey.
So what's the difference?
Kobayashi,
Jim
None. Furyk, he's the only person to
Kobayashi,
shoot.
Kobayashi, a bazillion hot dogs or hamburgers. No difference.
What?
Same thing.
Because one gives you a free pass and 10 grand and the other one pays you $1 million if you win that event.
Well, so it's just about a money thing, and money's money?
No.
Like, you know,
you get the mustard belt.
He's making a good living. Yesterday, he won himself a burger belt. That's a good
Whoa.
Time. Green jacket, green belt. Looked like Deontay Wilder, samesies. Did you see it? Did you watch my video?
We still haven't shown the video of the coach doing blow on the sidelines.
Maine, Black Bear.
He's in Maine. Like,
I mean, they lost a thousand.
Man.
Isn't that as far?
I got to
from-
tell you, by the looks of your nose, if I did coke, I would never share it with you.
I don't feel like I have a good nose for coke.
Oh, yeah, you do.
What? No,
because
it's like a vacuum.
No, I have a big shark fin. Like, it goes out like this, but my nostrils aren't very big, so I don't know. I feel like I'd have
to open
it up.
You have a nice size.
You might want to stay away from Jim McElwain.
You think so? I've never done blow, so I don't know.
Neither have I. The one thing I've learned in my life, listen.
I feel like your nose, you got like a nice little compact nose. I feel like your nose is essential for doing coke.
He's way too big to have done.
I violate many laws of health, but the one thing I've learned in my life, fat people cannot do coke. They die.
They don't have the hearts for it.
I was watching Power last night, and they just, one of the drug cartel, they just killed a guy. They made him do all the blow on the table.
Oof.
That's a hard way to go. Boy, Power the season 4. Nobody told me this. It gets really violent, huh?
I love the violence.
Way more violent. I've seen a dude killed with a weight. That's a tough
weight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He got his skull. I won't say the character. He got his skull crushed by a giant weight. That's a tough way to go.
Anyone get crushed by a pelican?
Nope.
Okay.
Nope. Fly, pelican, fly.
By the way, I text you guys. I saw a baby squirrel. He was lost.
What do you mean he was lost?
What do you mean he was lost?
He was lost. When have you ever seen a baby squirrel on the ground?
Never. Did you put him back?
Huh?
Did you put him back?
I'm not touching his nasty ass.
You didn't pick him up and put him back up?
No. So I called my wife because I was on the phone. I said, hey, a baby squirrel. So I was showing her, you know, FaceTime. Then he tried to make a run for it, jumped in the pool. So now I got to go get the net and get him out of the
pool.
Wait,
a squirrel jumped in the pool?
Yeah. So now I got to get him out.
Can they swim?
He was surviving. Them little legs was kicking. So then I scooped him out, and he looked like a rat with a long furry tail. I put him on the grass and on the ground, and then he ran and through the high grass back into the woods. My wife said, he ain't going to survive in there.
Mm-mm.
I'm like, nah, squirrels?
That dude's chicken hawk dinner.
Yep.
No.
Speaking of a rat with a furry tail, Ryan Fitzpatrick is still the Dolphins starter. And,
oh, careful. Yeah.
Whoa, I'm just talking about his beard.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm just talking about his beard.
Yeah, I mean, you cannot.
I can't slander his play.
We took an oath.
I can't slander his play.
Hey, you don't have to slander his play. His play has slandered his play.
Whoa. Kind of close.
No. Hey, I.
Kind of close.
No, it's not.
Kind of close.
No.
That's criticizing his play.
Wait.
Bring back the oath.
We can all watch TV.
Play the oath.
Play the oath.
Let's play the oath.
Let's see if this violates the oath.
All right, repeat after me. I. State your name.
State your name.
Brendan Tobin. Do solemnly swear. That I will refrain from ripping Ryan Fitzpatrick.
That I will refrain from ripping Ryan Fitzpatrick.
For his poor football play. For his frequent interceptions. For the lack of wins this season. So help me, football gods. Marino be with you. And also with you.
I think you broke the oath, man.
No, I didn't.
I think you broke the oath.
No, I didn't. Because basically, what I said was, I am not speaking negatively about Ryan Fitzpatrick's
67974. Did Leroy just break the oath?
I think he kind of did.
I think he broke the oath. Here's a man who would never break the oath because nobody loves Ryan Fitzpatrick more than Brian Flores. That has been made clear. He loves that guy. This is him talking about Ryan Fitzpatrick and that he is going to be the starter again. He was asked, and yes, Fitzy will be starting.
Right now, Fitz is the guy. But again, every week, you know, both quarterbacks will get reps. I mean, that's the case every week. I mean, you go throughout the league and you see.
Does he mean like in the game?
At that position across the league. So
that's what's
it's
been
like
happening.
every position on the field. You know, you got to have a backup. Everyone got to get them all reps during the week. And it's no different at the quarterback for us.
I thought no, but like when he said that, he goes, it's the same as every week, and both quarterbacks are going to get reps. But that's kind of been what's happened in both games, so you never quite know. Normally, it's both get reps in practice with the Dolphins.
Well, he knows it's going to be
They're basically playing them like college, like a college team.
Oh, yeah.
Where you just randomly send the other quarterback in there.
Well, it hasn't been random. It's been down 30.
I mean, don't you think you need to get him while the iron's hot? Like, maybe when there's some stressful situations?
I don't know. Like, are they hoping that Fitzpatrick goes out there, he balls out, and maybe, like, one of these teams wants to trade for him or something?
Nope.
I'm just asking.
Are you serious? Why does everybody?
I'm just asking.
Let me ask you a question. Hold on. Let's back this bus up. You're telling me that there's a possibility if Ryan Fitzpatrick plays well, right? Like last year, well.
Yep.
That another team would ask to trade for Ryan Fitzpatrick? Do you understand what you're saying?
I know, but...
Do you understand the ridiculousness?
Dude, David Fales just got signed. David Fales. Luke Falk.
I mean...
Who's that dude starting for the Panthers?
The kid from Arkansas.
Exactly.
Yeah, and you got a porn star starting in Jacksonville.
Brandon Allen.
Don't you speak ill of Minshew.
His name is Minshew.
His name?
I don't have to speak
ill of him. He's the mustachioed wonder. Oh, man, if he goes out. I can't wait
to see what he wears.
If he goes and lights it up today, I'm going to tell you, it's a smart play by Minshew, because if he lights it up tonight, that porn offer is going to go way up. If you guys are unfamiliar with Gardner Minshew, Jaguars quarterback, he works out in the nude before games. At one point when he was in college, he worked out nude in front of Steve Spurrier because Steve Spurrier's son was the receivers coach at Washington State. He has been offered an endorsement deal by Cam Soda, which I hear is a porn website, and it could be worth up to $1 million.
Mm. Somebody says Dolphins need a running clock this year.
What is he? What is
are you going to treat him like Pee Wee?
What's a 6-round pick make?
No, there's a
salary
minimum.
Wise.
There's a minimum. A
couple hundred thousand.
More than that. Let's more than that.
Check out the garden. Because
I would say it's got to be 450. I think the minimum is 450.
So that's good living. You make $1 million doing porn?
480.
480.
480.
Yeah, close, yeah.
Yeah, man. Like, if you're Gardner Minshew, okay, saying cash wise, he's going to make $685,000 this year. I guess it was with the signing bonus.
Yeah.
So you get to more than double your salary just doing a little jockey jockstrap, little exercise.
How do you know what they want him to do?
They want him to do his Minshew. They want him to do his thing with the mustache.
All right.
Would you watch?
No.
I think I'd watch. You wouldn't watch your starting quarterback do something a little bit crazy? Am I alone on this?
Pretty much.
And Nikosi Perry.
No, he's a mouth breather.
Nobody does the Snapchat section.
Yeah, you didn't watch that.
I couldn't find it. Got deleted. That Lansing, Robbie.
This is WAXYAM South Miami and WSFSFM HD2 Miramar, a radio.com sports station.
I believe the stream is back up, but I think we have CBS radio on it. So,
awesome!
Maybe steps.
You know what that means? The stream isn't up.
No, just at least there's audio working before it's
silent. Oh, yeah!
Hit that button again for like 3 seconds.
It's like we sell cars, but not the car you want.
Hey, guys. This is thank you for tuning in to NBC. We're broadcasting Fox today, but at least we work. We're trying something wacky. Hey, welcome on to ESPN. We're playing HGTV. Just trying it.
Or TV.
Yeah, it works, though. At least something is broadcasting here.
On the air is on the air.
Their stream is working. It's Taz and Maz. You know, not the show you want to listen to right now. But it's working, though. Hey, Joe, your stream working over there?
Actually, supposedly they've been having problems, too, but not nearly as like.
That's not what our texters don't lie. That's not what they say. News?
I don't know. The Titans are playing the Jags tonight.
I mean, you guys, your enthusiasm, you got to buckle.
Who's enthusiasm?
Both of you.
Houston,
what are you talking about?
I'm
back, baby.
I know. It only took 3 hours.
No, it didn't.
You were like.
I got lost there for a second.
You were like Popeye without a spinach this
Listen,
morning.
Listen, here's the problem. They called me because they didn't have something, and I couldn't understand what the other order, what they were trying to tell me.
How do they not have it? Don't they? Aren't you guys on the VIP list now?
No, Beast, because Beast is Beast.
What did I do?
Ordered some with.
I just ordered some eggs. Nothing else, just eggs.
Can you just give us some news?
Some news. Well, we got Miguel Rojas.
Sergeant. Yeah! That's what I'm talking about. Mickey Rowe, baby. Foundational piece.
Signs an extension.
Everybody,
look. It's funny. You say that now, right? You, Macho Mullins man, all your crew. Right? But next year, if he's batting 200 or he has a slow start or he gets hurt, you first thing that come to mind is, when
Get
can I dump him?
Get that negative attention out of your face. I don't want to hear about hitting 200. It's not called the Rojas line. It's called the Mendoza line for a reason. So get that negativity out of your head. That is not what we need with the rebuild. This is the first contract extension in the Jeets era.
How about Jason Taylor? Because that's how many losses they have.
Your face is a 99 loss season.
Why is everything your face?
Wait. I'm dealing with a child. Like, that, all the insults that you could come up with. Your face has looks like it has 99 losses.
Oh,
that's what
man.
You went with, huh? All right. All right.
Everybody's so focused on a 100 loss season. Oh, it's a big shame. 100 losses, 100 losses. But you know what's at the end of a 100? Two O's. Ooh, yeet.
Big things coming for the future of the fish.
Wait, you said to me, what are you talking about earlier? What are your exact words? And then you say something like that?
I didn't say anything. I don't know what you're talking
That's why
about.
You're the peacock pirate.
Why are you guys saying it's me, though? It's not me.
Peacock pirate.
Yeah.
And your posse.
I don't
triple
like
P in the house.
It's gonna end up with me drop kicking you.
Okay, go ahead. I'll file a claim.
You go need his boot.
You feel free to
because you will hurt your foot.
Feel free to drop kick me.
I will.
I got lawyers. I'll get Andrew Levine on the phone. In other news, the head coach for the Maine Black Bears may or may not have been doing blow on the sidelines.
We call that the firster.
You sure he wasn't doing smell salts?
I'm not sure.
We don't know, but there's a lot of insinuation that he may have.
Just 2 years ago, everybody thought Malcolm Wayne was riding a shark.
Oh, well.
Of course he is. By the way.
I don't believe that cover
My up. Tweet at Canes Football and the Miami Hurricanes of that they need to see they need to play Baby Shark when Central Michigan comes out because McElwain's a coach has been well received.
100%.
I don't know if they're gonna do it, but
come on, you gotta do it.
I don't know.
Let the band play it.
When are you gonna play? When are you gonna play Central Michigan again?
Ever? Is it a home and home? Do we have to?
No. There's no return trip to Central Michigan.
So screw it. So let's have some fun and play Baby Shark. It goes, ladies and gentlemen, the Central Michigan Chippewas.
Baby shark, do, 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 do. Baby shark, do, 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 do.
Crowd's gonna go nuts. We're gonna be all holding our stuffed sharks in the stands.
Hey, he really, I gotta tell you, whatever he was doing, he needed to be extremely secretive.
Yeah, right, he went right.
Dude had like a curtain. The main black bear
coach.
Right,
he was holding up like the sign.
No, someone else was doing.
Somebody else was holding it.
Someone else. It's like a thing. It's like it's like they got the get back coach.
He's definitely doing something there, dude.
I miss you a lot.
Look,
I can't believe. How did that guy get a job after a year? What? How?
And here's what's amazing. He gives the guy the clipboard. And then
they had the curtain of secrecy up there, so nobody could tell.
There's those big grains falling.
Oh, Jesus! Knock it off, Coach. Dude is a Hoover.
Look, I'm more than sure you could create quite the suction with that thing.
I don't think so, man.
I mean, let's do a test with sugar just to find out.
No,
are you crazy?
What? Salt?
You want me doing lines of pixie dust in here?
Yeah, we'll get some pixie sticks.
You're crazy, man.
Just to see what happens. No,
he already knows because his dumbass probably already did it.
No, I don't think he went that route.
I was breaking news, the stream's back.
But like locally?
Local stream.
Local stream is back.
Us.
Yeah.
Only took us.
Somebody said, Tobin looks like he forfeits. If I look like I have 99 losses.
I don't like that.
There's a lot of things you don't like.
Texans are being very rude this week. I don't like being called a peacock pirate, and I don't being like told that my face looks like a forfeit.
Oh, someone says that we stole Chris Cody's idea about playing Baby Shark.
Probably. No, you didn't. No, we didn't.
I'm guessing it's the other way around.
Right.
Yeah, just...
History is on our side.
Just based on... Maybe he did. I'm not... Maybe he did come up with it first, but more than likely.
I mean, past facts have shown that many things.
If I had to bring up character witnesses to that usual lead up to the transition, probably not.
Billy Gill invented a kicking rocks.
Yep.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Which is the simplest of all the things we have to do. You still haven't done it.
Seriously.
Now we have no room.
I'll kick rocks around the hallway here.
Oh, yeah. I'll bring some rocks tomorrow.
We need everybody having stuffed sharks in the stands for the Chippewas game.
It's not going to happen.
Why not?
Because they won't let them in the stadium.
Why? They're just stuffed animals.
Yeah, they won't do it.
Come on.
Watch. Those people in yellow shirts, they think they own everything. Yeah, the people in yellow shirts.
Oh, the security guards?
Yeah.
Why do security guards always wear yellow?
So you can see them.
So they can stand out?
I want my security being a chameleon. So I like it.
They're supposed to be a deterrent.
Why?
Why?
Because you see, like, the criminals are going to see these security guards. Like, the old lady wearing a yellow polo, that's going to stop you?
She's going to take you down, man.
No. Hey. Except that one who does the Panthers usher, she is a badass.
Oh, Chris Cody says he got the idea from you.
Yeah. So what are we talking about here?
Texter's trying to start something.
Yeah.
Texters are idiots. Except for the ones who are nice. But the one who put the peacock pirate, That guy particularly can go to hell because that's not a thing.
Peacock Pirate.
What's more annoying, being called Peacock Pirate or Leroy's high-pitched squealing voice when he's arguing?
Leroy's voice.
I mean, I have to say Peacock Pirate.
No. That's it.
You're the Peacock
Pirate. It's the perfect term for you.
No. And you guys got to stop sending me accessories that you're going to buy because I don't like it.
Oh, it's getting got.
Oh, no, it's happening.
It's getting got.
Well, what do you think's going to happen? You think I'm going to put on said Peacock Pirate
outfit? The rest of us will wear it for you.
And just stare at you.
Yeah, we're just going to wear it for you.
So then you're going to be the Peacock Pirate.
We're going to be your Peacock Pirate posse.
We're wearing it.
Pirates don't even have a posse.
Oh, yeah, sure.
What?
They have a posse.
Pirates don't have a posse.
Yeah, of course.
Name a pirate movie that didn't have a posse.
That's like the crew. It's like it's not a posse.
Well, modern day posse.
Hey,
I'm not just picturing a pirate ship with a giant sail with a peacock on it.
Like, see, you can't help it.
I can't wait till you plume.
We're back after this. I can't slander his play.
We took an oath.
I can't slander his play.
Hey, you don't have to slander his play. His play has slandered his play.
I don't know how I let this happen.
I don't know, man. That's pretty dicey.
Nope.
That's pretty dicey.
I basically turned his actions against him. Did I say, here, did I say one negative thing about Ryan Fitzpatrick's play?
You said his play.
His play slandered his play.
Did I say anything about Ryan Fitzpatrick's
You're talking
play.
In circles right now, sir.
No, I am not.
Sir, you were talking in circles.
No, I am not. I didn't say he sucks. I didn't say he throws a bunch of picks. I didn't say any of that.
I feel like I could bring the hammer down on you. I might.
No, you couldn't.
I feel like I could.
No,
I don't
you
know.
Couldn't.
This is.
Here's the deal. I basically just said we don't have to talk about his play. His play is doing it for us.
That's not what you said.
That's slandering.
That's not what you said, though.
I said you don't have to say anything negative about Ryan Fitzpatrick's play. His play is doing that for us.
Right. You said it like that, but not
right.
The
running back?
But you didn't say it in those words. You said
what
it much,
did I say?
You said it much meaner. Oh. I can't slander his play.
We took an oath.
I can't slander his play.
Hey, you don't have to slander his play. His play has slandered his play.
Made me wait.
It's just like when you ask if a phrase should be dumped, and then you go with it anyway. Hey, that's where I am. I'm right on that line.
What is?
I didn't cross it.
I want to know what's happening in these Dolphins film sessions. That's got to be something.
No, here's what happens when you turn on the film, and everybody in that room knows whose fault it is. But the coach don't want to single you out. He'll go, "Hey, what were we thinking here?" Wait, you got to
like it's groupthink, or yeah. He's asking the person who best.
Like it'll be offensive, yeah, offensively, because I'm telling you, what happens a lot is when you ask an offensive lineman during a game, right? What happened? It never matches the film that we see on Monday, so.
I mean, how many times do you think they slow rolled back the Kalen Ballage ducking of the football?
Or him popping the ball in the air for a pick six?
I'm going to tell you, this season's going to make for one hell of a supercut by the end of the season of just all the bloopers. It's been unbelievable. They've almost had half a season's worth in two games. It's been unreal.
And the only reason why they haven't had more is because they haven't had the ball more. They've only had like 40 plays a game.
Oh, my God. The drives were so short, and they just kept giving the ball back to the Patriots. Just nonstop.
Only time they got the ball right back is when they gave a pick six. And then the offense just stays on the field.
I mean, they got Cowboys this week. Going to get killed. Phillip Rivers is coming to town the week after that. Going to get slaughtered.
I mean, I know it is a 1 p.m. game for a West Coast team. But they're still going to get killed.
Do you think that's going to matter?
It's going to be hot.
Then they got, they host the Redskins. That could be a win.
Coming off a bye against the Redskins.
It could be a win. Nah,
win a new quarterback.
Can see it.
Hey, don't you have to, here. If you Brian Flores, don't you have to wait 1 week past the bye week?
just so it's not
so
obvious.
So it doesn't look like what everybody has been saying since the summer.
No, you want to know why? You don't want to start them, because then the next week they're in Buffalo. You don't want to start them on the road. If you had the opportunity, you have an extra week of prep, you can start them at home. Start them at home against a weaker team. Yeah.
Somebody said he may have a loophole.
Who?
That's referring to you. That's referring to Leroy's borderline Fitzpatrick.
I feel like I caught you. Ryan Fitzpatrick.
I feel like I caught you speeding, and I'm gonna let you off with a warning, but it's a hard warning, sir. I'm putting it on your record so people know, so the rest of the police department knows. Hey, this guy's gotten a warning for behavior before.
Walking the line.
Very flimsy. Very you jumped over the line and hopped back.
No, I didn't.
That's what it feels like.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
I did not say one negative thing about Ryan Fitzpatrick's
play.
You
said his play slanders his play?
Wait. You said yesterday that Ryan Fitzpatrick threw the same amount of touchdowns as Tom Brady.
That's just a game recap.
That's a stat.
That's just a game recap.
That's a stat.
That's just slander. That's just the box score.
That's slander.
Steve agrees. That's just the
box
score.
Slander.
Because that's not slander.
I know what you're thinking. Everybody out there is listening, go, wait a minute. They didn't score any points. Exactly. That's slander. That is slander.
I said he threw as many touchdowns to the Patriots as Tom Brady did.
That's not slander.
That's just
closer to slander.
No, yours is definitely closer.
That's just code for pick sixes. That's all that is.
No. By the way, that makes you closer to being over the line than me.
Wait, what are you doing here? What are you talking about? How the hell does that make me closer to slander? You're nuts.
A quarterback threw two pick sixes? How's that not being negative?
That's what happened. That's what happened. Did I call him a bum after that?
Was mine slandered in?
You said his play slandered his play.
That means his play speaks for itself.
No, that's
not what that says.
That is what it says.
No. You were more negative than that.
That's kind of the point. You can say it.
Was I more negative than he threw the same amount of touchdowns as Tom Brady for the Patriots?
He's drowning right now. He's drowning. He's trying to spin this back on me.
No, he's been off all morning.
His play has slandered his play.
That's harsh, man.
That's harsh. Now, I'm not sure if it broke the oath or not. I told him I pulled him over. We're going to have to go to kangaroo court after.
What's closer to breaking
the pact?
Me saying that or him saying that Ryan Fitzpatrick threw the same amount of touchdowns for the Patriots as Tom Brady?
Texter writes in, throw the damn dart. Throw the damn dart.
A jury of our peers.
Nobody in this building would understand what the hell we were talking about. We can't have a kangaroo court.
We would actually get the kangaroo costume to do it. He's got a gavel.
He's got to pull it out. Pull a gavel out of his little pouch?
Can we get the kangaroo a wig? One of those giant wigs.
Oh, yeah. Giant robe.
Well,
somebody go down to Bear University. Get one of them graduation robes.
We can get Obi to do it. He don't say nothing either.
Oh, my God.
Man.
How dare you try and spin it back on me that I was close to the slander? You're nuts.
What?
Yeah, what?
Okay, what's factual? What I said is factual.
No, it's not. Yours is opinion.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is. His play has slandered his play?
Yes. God. That's...
No, this is what happened. I call you for speeding. I'm letting you off with a warning. And what you're telling me is, well, officer, you were speeding to catch me.
No.
They're boxed in, officer.
No. No. Because he said what he said first. So you couldn't miss speeding to catch me. You're already. No.
Texter writes in, I think Tobin and Leroy should throw. No, I didn't do anything.
No.
I didn't do anything.
It specifically says we cannot criticize his football play.
Texter writes in, I think Leroy has a solid case. He may have an Eric Spoelstra do not fine me loophole.
Yep.
Like he's announcing? You can't just do that?
Somebody said Obi could be the bailiff. So we just have a room full.
Just mascot court.
Oh gosh.
And who's who's there to intro everybody? It's Mike Leach.
Oh god. So he's, you say he is a mascot just by himself?
Yeah. It should be the Washington State Leeches. Mm. That's honestly, they should change their logo. Unbelievable.
All rise.
Oh, I mean, how are we going to take the judge seriously when he hops in?
Do we still have the kangaroo costume beast, or did they get rid of it?
It might be in the closet.
I'm going to find out. We're back after this. Go to Doom Picks. I don't know where Leroy is. He's left again, Beast.
Not surprising.
With how today's been rolling. It is time for the Doom Box. Although, unfortunately, our person who is in last place is not here. And as per Doom Box protocol, he is supposed to pick first. So we will wait until he realizes he's supposed to be on the radio. Now, football's been kicking a little bit of ass. You guys have bounced back nicely. Both you and Robbie are 5-3 so far in this chase month, this first NFL month. Now, Leroy's in last place. He got burned by the Dolphins last week. He would have been sitting pretty at 4-4 with me, but he decided that the Dolphins were going to have pride, which is a ridiculous thing. You shouldn't think that they're going to have pride. That's a bad strategy.
Well, I think the science hadn't been proven yet. This is like their first official pride game, and they failed. Now you can, after that conclusion of that science, you can no longer rule the Dolphins in for a pride game.
Right, and we now need to know if there's going to be two pride games. Because we have the Jets, we have the Dolphins, all that going on. Now, the other piece of news is Leroy, I believe, broke the Ryan Fitzpatrick oath, which is we are not to...
Did I do it again?
Which is, we are not to criticize the play of Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Is he running
this
or
season.
Walking?
Oh, no, he started walking, then he saw us, and he started picking up speed.
There he is.
He can't even open the door. Dude, today is a bad show for you.
But Leroy is maybe facing kangaroo court. Unfortunately, I have learned we don't have a kangaroo costume anymore. No longer having a kangaroo costume is a problem. We may have to go rent a kangaroo costume. Who knows how much that'll cost. But for right now, it is not at our immediate access. What I was told was
we are co-conspirators.
Nope,
I got to go to trial.
Nope, you're wrong. We may be both facing trial. I'm going to defend myself. You may have to buy an attorney.
No, why?
Because my defense is a lot easier than yours.
No, your defense is that you're also the judge. That's why. That's the only reason why.
I made the oath.
It's actually your idea, Leroy.
Yeah, if you weren't the one who's like, oh, you think Ryan Fitzpatrick's going to be fine, you're going to call him a bum by week three. That's why we had the oath. It's your fault.
I didn't call him a bum.
No, but you foresaw us calling him a bum by week three.
Yeah.
And I said, no, I'm not going to do it.
Can we pick games?
just trying to recap everybody. Calm down, Fluxy.
Listen, you know my mind is in a different place right now, so I'm a little bit, testy.
Four. Who's in second to last place?
I'm in second to last place.
Really? Oh, you're going to get got. Oh, I did it again.
Uh-oh. I think I know what he did.
Crap.
It's like that one year when he was picking Cleveland.
He probably has the Dolphins again.
You know what I saw to make me know I picked it? I saw the 21 points.
Well, I mean, the Patriots are also big favorites,
what
too.
What?
We don't have Frenches anymore.
Yeah.
Wait, someone took an extra game. There's only three left.
Nope.
I have four. How many do you pick? And you're not putting the Dolphins back if you
Yeah, you have the Dolphins. The Dolphins are yours.
Let me see. It's probably in there somewhere.
Two, three. No, I only have four. Wait, this one looks like it's double stacked. Look.
All right, that one goes in back to the box.
Oh, yeah, that is double stacked.
No, I didn't do it, though.
All right, you put them both back, and then you draw again.
Yeah. Look. See that?
All right, put it back in the box and just pick one.
All right, all right. You just get one.
He's shaking it.
If I picked it, this is a crime.
All right, don't make that such a production. Just take the game.
He did not get that. So I ended up probably getting the Dolphin game now.
Yep.
We
got out of the Dolphin game for the double stack? That's garbage.
Yeah, that little shenanigans there.
That's garbage.
I think Leroy didn't do it.
He saw it. It was all.
I think he stacked them together.
I think you double stacked it.
No, I didn't. I never touched them.
All right, what do you got, man? What are your games?
Oh, my games?
Yes.
I have Broncos at Packers. The Packers are 7.5-point favorites. I have the Bears against the Redskins. What is that?
The Bears are 4-point favorites.
That's a four.
That's how I run my fours.
Your fours are a little hard times, man.
Yeah. Ravens are visiting.
And the Bears are, it's Monday Night Football, by the way.
The Bears are visiting the Chiefs.
Ravens visiting Chiefs.
I mean, Ravens are visiting Chiefs. The Chiefs are 6.5-point favorites. Oh, 6.5-point road favorites.
No, the Chiefs are at home. The Chiefs are at
okay.
home.
Okay, yeah. Yep. And then we got the Giants at the Buccaneers. And I don't know if y'all witnessed how Tampa Bay plays, but how they figure Tampa Bay is a 6.5-point favorite, I will never know.
Daniel Jones.
Everybody mocked right. Daniel Jones. Everybody did.
Oh, because of the new quarterback, they get more of a boost?
I guess, man.
Quarterback playing his first game.
Do they realize who's playing quarterback for the other team?
Yeah.
Here's what I got. I have the Saints at the Seahawks. Seattle is a 4-point favorite at home.
How y'all feeling about Teddy Bridgewater? I think he's
I'd like to see him play a whole game. I got Steelers at the 49ers. I got San Francisco is a 6.5-point favorite at home.
Well, Mason Rudolph, the new quarterback for the Steelers, and Minka.
And, of course, Minka. Minka, who doesn't want to talk about the Dolphins anymore. I have the Jets at the Patriots. New England is a 23-point favorite
what?
At home.
No way.
Yep.
No way.
23 points.
No way.
23.
What about the Jets?
Luke Falk.
What do the Jets do that lead you to believe they can get blown out?
I mean, it's just really more about the Patriots than it is the Jets.
Defensively, they're also not going to get blown out.
A lot of their best defenders hurt.
They don't play
Quinton Williams is also hurt, their first-round pick.
Yeah.
And they don't play their two best DBs.
Yeah, the Gase factor, you know.
And Gase. Gase is a bum. And finally, the Panthers at the Cardinals.
This
has no line out yet, so maybe tomorrow.
Yeah, because Cam Newton's status is very up in the air, but I'm pretty sure there'll be a line tomorrow once they announce that Brandon Allen or Kyle Allen is going to be the quarterback. I forget which Allen it is.
What do you got, Beast?
All right, I can't even read.
Is the glare from your forehead?
Yes, that's what. What does that say? Does that say Titans?
You probably got tonight's game.
No. Texans at Chargers.
Chargers 3.5-point favorite.
Yeah, okay, there we go. Then we got Bengals at Bills. Buffalo's a 6-point favorite.
Whoa, Buffalo? What football are we watching?
What's a Buffalo?
Buffalo's a 6-point favorite?
Yeah.
Listen,
against a team in the NFL?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Listen, don't try to make up for your entire bad 3 hours and 45 minutes by now getting in hot takes. Titans and
coming
Jaguars.
From you. That is a
Oh no, I mean
upset.
I'm bad. I'm consistently bad. There's no doubt about it.
I was just so hungry.
No, don't blame it on that.
I was.
Dude, you were wandering around here like a lost soul.
You're obviously traumatized with the baby squirrel. Thinking about his well-being.
Also the fact that
worry about your pool.
I said puss dogs. Anyways,
yeah.
Titans at Jaguars tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Tennessee is a 1.5-point favorite.
Hmm.
It is at Jacksonville. It is over the 500-mile rule. It is a home dog. I have to pick this game, but I'm going to wait 1 second and tell you my other game first.
All right. I'll allow it.
Who's playing the Browns?
Who made you the judge? You can't be the judge. You're the biggest criminal.
Will you be quiet? It's the Rams and the Browns. That's Sunday Night Football. Rams are favored by 3. You know what? 500-mile rule didn't come in last week. I don't think it's going to come in. Actually, I do think it's. I think Tennessee's going to win. I think they're going to cover. I pick Tennessee tonight.
Oh,
I don't know what you just said.
I don't know what I said either. I pick Tennessee.
Hey, it's all just right. Like the dude from Guardians of the Galaxy. Blah, 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 blah.
Robbie, what are your picks?
Why is Gamora?
I have the Atlanta Falcons at the Indianapolis Colts. Two dome teams going at it. The Colts are at home as a 1.5-point favorite over Atlanta.
Wow, with a backup quarterback.
I got the Detroit Lions at the Philadelphia Eagles. The Eagles are 6.5-point favorites at home.
Is every spread 6 points?
It's a big spread Sunday.
I don't think these gamblers know about the NFL, man.
And the Eagles had to cancel practice yesterday because of too many injuries.
That happens a lot.
Raiders at the Vikings. The Vikings, check this one out, Leroy. 9-point favorites at home over the Raiders.
Oh, my God. What is this?
And this one's kind of obvious. The Dolphins at the Cowboys.
Jeez.
Cowboys, 21.5-point favorites at home.
I got to tell you.
I mean, we picked a lot of dogs last week. We picked a lot of dogs last week. I was 3-1 picking like pretty much all underdogs.
Because that's a lot of points.
It's a lot of points, man.
It's the NFL.
I mean.
But there's a lot of points, and then there's the Dolphins.
Yeah, but guess what? You honestly think that Dallas, a team that normally runs and does play action, can get out to that
lead? I mean, they beat the holy hell out of the Giants. And Dak Prescott's trying to fatten up them the with Eli. Sir, what is he facing? Well, according to Brian Flores, he's facing two quarterbacks because that's the thing the Dolphins do.
Wait a minute. Come on. Really?
That's what he said.
Really? But you can't have him face him with a quarterback you say is not ready yet. What is that saying? Why the game plan for a quarterback you said not ready?
You really have to be messing with Josh Rosen's mind if they're saying he's not ready. He's like, really? Well, what's going to make me ready?
The guy's played a whole year last year.
Like, how much more seasoning does he need?
And how does a team that get blowed out, telling somebody they ain't ready to play? I mean, you got some.
Do you think, like, Josh Rosen will be, like, 6 years down his career and then he'll have his big break? Like, he'll figure it out then.
I think it sucks because
this is a hard way to start a career, man.
It sucks because if they go out and draft another quarterback, oh, you're going to think to yourself, oh, well, he's a bust, which might not even be the case at all. It's just that he got caught in the two worst situations possible in the NFL.
There'll be a 30 for 30 on the Rosen, the unbloomed Rosen.
The raw deal.
I'll talk to you guys tomorrow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.